President Trump is entering a tumultuous stretch in his roller coaster relationship with Congress, setting up some of his biggest battles to date. Jordan Carney, Senate reporter at The Hill, has a preview. Jordan, what's ahead?
The Senate is going to be taking up two bills that will force the president to use his first two vetoes. The first bill, I think everyone's probably well aware of right now, is the resolution of disapproval on the emergency declaration. The Senate's supposed to vote on that in some form. There's a second bill. Supporters are wanting to bring back up a resolution that would end U.S. support for a Saudi military campaign in Yemen. It passed the Senate in December, but you know, we kind of hit the end of the 115th Congress, so they are having to pass it again. The White House has said it's going to veto that. Supporters are wanting to try to bring it up, but it's got some procedural hurdles that might push it back toward, closer to the kind of the end of the month.
So what does this mean politically?
it's obviously one of the, I guess I would say, the more hairy stretches of this administration's relationship with Congress. It's going to be, you know, the first time that the president has had to veto legislation. And I mean, I think it's worth noting that this is a Republican controlled Senate. So the only way these bills can get to the president's desk and force him to use these vetoes is if Democrats can win over a handful of Republican senators.
Also, you said the president has gone on offense, meaning what? What's he done?
So the president, as I think we all have discovered, likes to tweet things and sort of warn Republican senators. He's been tweeting, warning Republican senators that, you know, this would be very dangerous for them to vote specifically against his emergency declaration. He had a conversation with Lindsey Graham where Graham said that the president sort of conveyed that he felt Republican senators were playing with fire, which they were going to be voting against the emergency declaration. This comes as you've got sort of on the other side of the Capitol, you've got the probes from House Democrats really heating up and sort of causing more headaches from Capitol Hill for this president. And Graham and the president talked a little bit about that, and he mentioned that, you know, the president felt like Democrats were trying to take a wrecking ball to his life, and he was really confused about why Congress wasn't trying to be more bipartisan, and specifically brought up that he was surprised they hadn't done anything on infrastructure. So just kind of an interesting dichotomy between what's actually happening on Capitol Hill and what the president is telling senators he would like to be happening on Capitol Hill.
Right. We're speaking with Jordan Carney, Senate reporter at The Hill. She's written a piece entitled Trump Set for Tumultuous Ride with Congress. Go back to the measure regarding the Saudi military and this measure to end U.S. support. What's that? Where did that come from? Is that from the Khashoggi murder?
So this actually predates Khashoggi a little. They brought it up late last year, and it was sort of mixed with Khashoggi because it was happening, you know, while the administration was briefing Congress on that. But the group that is sort of behind this measure in the Senate, it's Chris Murphy, Mike Lee, and Bernie Sanders, so sort of an odd political mix there. And they've sort of been concerned about particularly civilian casualties within the Yemen civil war for a while. They passed a resolution, or they passed basically the same exact resolution in December with, you know, a handful of Republican senators, and it was pretty notable at the time because they've been trying to pass this resolution for a while, and they've always fallen a little short. The House passed a resolution sort of along similar lines this year, but because of some procedural hurdles in the Senate, it's not going to be able to be taken up in the Senate. They're going to have to pass a different resolution in the Senate, and it's going to have to go back to the House before it can go to Trump's desk, where he's going to probably veto it.
And in the midst of all this, as you point out, the Trump administration introduces his latest budget.
I mean, even when you talk to Republican senators about that, they sort of acknowledge, you know, I mean, I talked to Richard Shelley, who's the Senate Appropriations Chairman and sticks pretty closely by the president, but even he was sort of acknowledging, you know, this is a proposal from the administration, not, you know, it's not really ever expected that it's going to get enacted by Congress wholesale. Congress tends to have their own ideas on government funding.
Thanks, Jordan. Jordan Carney, Senate reporter at The Hill.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.